people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Well, I have another great guest today. In fact, he was my guest last week as well, so I'm real excited to have Dan Roberts back on. And we're going to keep talking about the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment, really, it's so critical to the American people remaining free. And without that, we're not going to be free. It's a very simple thing. And if you look back in the last century, 170 million people were murdered at the hands of their own government. And the first thing that they did was they disarmed them. And that's how they had the ability to be able to murder that mass of humanity, because those people were defenseless. And so it's so critical for those of you out there who are listening to understand how the Second Amendment is a life-sustaining amendment, because without it, we will not be free, and we will be victims, and we will be at the mercy of our government. So the founding fathers, in their infinite wisdom, were so smart to realize the need that the Second Amendment was necessary in order to keep in check what had the potential, or what always does throughout history, to have the potential of becoming dictatorial and tyrannical, a government out of control. And if you look at a lot of the things that our government is doing today, this invasion of our rights, this Big Brother spying, it's all Orwellian, it's all very real. And one of the things they want to try to do is take away your right to bear arms. And if you look back at history, governments that did that, then they went on to decide to I'm getting some bleed over from something else, so I don't know what's going on here in the system. But governments that did that disarmed their people. They ended up being tyrants and dictatorial, and they became murderous regimes, did they not? So, anyway, I want to welcome Dan Roberts to the show again today. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Maggie. I'm thrilled to be back.
Thanks. I'm glad you're on here with me. So let's do a little history on the Second Amendment, if we could. Dan, talk about the Second Amendment and what it really means.
Well, I don't know that I could do a much better job than you already did on the intro. You hit it right on the head. It's exactly right. The founding fathers, you know, from their experience with the tyrannical rule of Britain, and they fled and, you know, set up the Second Amendment exactly for the purposes that you enumerated already, that ultimately, at its base, it is for the citizenry to be able to protect themselves against an out-of-control government. If you look back during the pre-revolution and the Revolutionary War time period, when the amendment was ratified, you had situations where soldiers from a foreign country were being quartered in people's homes, and they had no right to refuse. They just, you did it or else.
Okay.
And that's, of course, that of course goes to speaking to the Third Amendment, as far as not being forced to quarter troops. But the history of what the founders went through before they started the revolution, and what they learned from being under the thumb of a tyrannical government, is exactly why they put the Second Amendment there. I mean, there's a reason why, out of the 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment is number 2 in line.
Okay. Listen, Dan, I want to give out the phone number for anybody who wants to call into the show today. The number is 716-213-6816, 716-213-6816. And if you want to go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, you can get in touch with me there. There's a contact button on my website, tons of great information, a link to this podcast, as well as a link to your website, Dan. Your blog site will be up after the show. And I didn't want to interrupt you, Dan, but I wanted to make sure get that information out there, 716-213-6816. So continue, Dan, please.
No, I mean, as I said, it's definitely, you touched all the right points already on as far as it's the history and what the founders intended. And I would argue that right now we are far, far removed from what the founding fathers had in mind, specifically with regards to what's called quote-unquote assault weapons, which really aren't assault weapons. The whole term assault weapon is one that was made up. And this is publicly available information. It was invented by a guy named Josh Sugarman, who is the head of the what's called the Violence Policy Center, which is even worse than the Brady campaign when it comes to firearms restrictions. And he admitted in a book he wrote in 1988 that their strategy was to deliberately take advantage of the general public's lack of knowledge about firearms, because the general public just assumes from, you know, being inundated with Hollywood and TV shows that anything that looks like a machine gun, they presume is a machine gun, when nothing could be further from the truth. So they exploit... Go ahead.
What's the name of the group? The Violence Policy
Center? Violence Policy Center.
Okay, okay.
So he came up with this term to call semi-automatic rifles that look like their military counterparts. He invented this term assault weapons, and unfortunately, the mainstream media picked up on it and grabbed hold of it and has used it to describe civilian semi-automatic rifles for the better part of 25 years.
Yeah.
It's just not true at all. But like everything else with the gun banners, they use emotion and rhetoric and fear to try to drum up support for what really is, at its base, total civilian disarmament.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going for. We know that, and the American people, you know, they are so ignorant, but I say this all the time on my show, Dan. The American people are ignorant about these things because they have been deliberately dumbed down by our educational system, by teachers who fail to teach them and refuse to teach them facts about their country and their history, and they pull crap. Like I read something the other day about some little kid who drew a picture of the American flag, and the teacher in his classroom said that he couldn't hang that picture up on the wall like the other kids were hanging their pictures that they drew up on the wall because that might offend somebody. That teacher needs to be fired. That teacher is guilty of treason. That teacher is anti-American. And that's not the exception. That's the rule. The reason why we are where we are today, I believe, Dan, is because we have teachers who are communists at heart, who are destroying this nation by within because they fail to tell the truth to kids, and they teach this agenda, this curriculum that is destroying this nation. So if I was to look at who is treasonous in this country, then I'd say let's start with the teachers who are doing this crap to our kids.
It's even worse at the college level.
I know.
At the higher learning level, it's even worse. Many of the higher educational institutions really quite arguably could be labeled as indoctrination centers.
Yes, they are. They are in the grade schools, too, as well. Honestly, this from 2005 to 2015 was deemed the decade for sustainable development education. And part of this whole so-called sustainable development, which doesn't sustain anything, it destroys everything. Part of that is this deliberate indoctrination of kids so that they will be good global citizens and no longer have any affiliation and allegiance to the United States of America and the fact that they are actually a citizen of this country. And so they are attacking the American people and the children from all different angles, Dan, and they need to get the guns out of our hands so that they can totally take control.
I would agree with you 100%. And you know, another argument with the so-called assault weapons issue is, you know, why do they always say that, you know, if you look at the legislation, such as the assault weapons ban from 1994 to 2004, that thankfully somebody was smart enough to put in a sunset provision and we're not under that draconian law anymore. But there's anytime a gun banning bill comes up, there's always an exception for the military and the police. And my question would be, in a free society that is a Republican democracy where the people are the ultimate arbiters of the power and the, you know, of the government, why does a police force need to be more heavily armed than the citizenry?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Dan, look at how, and we're going to be going to break in about a minute or so, but look at how the police are now dressed in what would be more like combat uniforms, as opposed to when I was a kid, you know, they had like bell-bottom pants and, you know, shoes and, you know, just a button-down shirt. And, you know, they were, now they're dressed in this, like, you know, they're all SWAT team members or something. It's like an us against them kind of thing. And I love the police, believe me. You know, I have nothing against the police. But it's just interesting to me how this transition has taken place in terms of their appearance and the images that, and that,
throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Are you receiving payments on a private loan? Would you rather have the cash now? If you're getting monthly payments on any type of real estate, promissory note, or private loan, American Finder can help. American Finder are specialists in getting people cash for real estate notes of any kind. It's quick, easy, and 100% secure. American Finder works with investors who are interested in purchasing the note from you or your client so you can have the money you need now. No more worrying about late payments or non-payments any longer. Just like banks buy mortgages, thousands of private investors across the country buy notes from individuals. They collect monthly payments while you get the cash you need. Buyers are standing by now, waiting to make estimates on your note. Appraisals are free, and you are under no obligation on any offer. Get the most from your note before the dollar drops any lower. Contact American Finder today at www.cash4cashflows.com. That's www.cash4cashflows.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I wanted to also let you know, here's the phone number if you want to call in, 716-213-6816, 716-213-6816. And a friend of mine redid my website, and she does great work. And globaledge.net is her website. If you want to get in contact with her, you need some computer help or you need a website built. Her company is Global Edge Systems, and it's globaledge.net. And it's terrible, but you know what? I don't actually have it open in front of me, and I can't find my piece of paper where I have that written down. So I'm assuming, listen, if you go, yeah, it is. It's globaledge.net. Isn't this terrible? I'm just such an ill-prepared talk radio host. But anyway, I'm joined today by Dan Roberts, and we're talking about guns. So anyway, Dan, hopefully Everybody can hear us okay. So when we went to break, we were talking about these, you know, these gun zealots and their attempt to disarm the American people by hook or crook, and the Orwellian terms that they use, that they claim that a weapon is an assault weapon when it isn't. And anyway, if you look at the definition of the tort of assault, the crime of assault, I mean, you can be assaulted by a broom. You could be assaulted by someone spitting on you. You could be assaulted by a hammer. You could be assaulted by a knife. You could be assaulted by a chair. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you could be assaulted by a wooden spoon, really. I mean, so this whole thing is designed to actually keep people living in the dark and not understanding what it is that's going on around them, because they make good sheep, don't you think?
Unfortunately, yes. And as I was saying before the break, the true actual machine guns, full automatic firearms, have been heavily regulated since the National Firearms Act of 1934, which came about basically because of things like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and the mobster wars of the late 20s and early 30s. There was a time when you or I could walk into the local corner grocery or hardware store and purchase an automatic firearm over the counter. But when the mafia crime wars in Chicago and New York and things like that really got to be pretty bloody in the late 20s and early 30s, the government had to do something to try to stem the flow of blood in the streets, basically. But just because they've been that heavily regulated does not mean that civilians cannot own them. What it does mean, though, is if you are of the persuasion that you would like to own a machine gun, you have to go through an extensive, very intensive background check by the ATF. You have to pay a $200 fee for what's called a tax stamp, which isn't a stamp like you put on a letter, but it's a document that basically is a tax on the privilege to own that restricted class of firearm. And then you're able to buy it, and you have to keep meticulous records of, you know, keep it with you. You have to keep your documentation that the ATF approved you to own it with you at all times. It is much more onerous than just walking into a gun store, passing an instant background check, and walking out with something.
Yeah.
In addition, in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed legislation known as the Gun Owners Protection Act, which banned the new importation of all automatic firearms into the country, with the exception of military and law enforcement. And what that did was that created an artificially restricted market, so that now if an enthusiast wants to purchase an automatic weapon, the market is so tight, because they're only from 86 and before, that the prices start at $10,000 and up.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm sorry, but no gangbanger or thug or drug dealer is out there spending $10,000 or going through a background check to acquire an automatic weapon.
No, of course not.
Now, what you'll often hear the gun banners say is, oh, well, they're so easy, the semi-automatic ones, anybody can convert them to a machine gun. Curiously enough, they don't ever say how they know how to do that. Number two, it is not anywhere near as easy as they claim it is. You have to have a working knowledge of firearms and machining skills. And number three, mere possession of the parts to make such a conversion without the ATF approval is an automatic minimum mandatory felony charge.
Well, wasn't there, you may be aware of this, wasn't there some guy who, I don't know what kind of a gun he had, but it misfired and they claimed he had a machine gun?
I am so glad you brought that up. That was about, if I remember correctly, about 2 years ago, and I believe it was in Michigan. It was in Michigan. And the guy, if I remember correctly, was actually a reservist. And he had borrowed a semi-automatic AR-15, a copy of the military M16 rifle.
Okay.
And was at the local gun range. He was shooting it. And he had experienced what's called a runaway fire, where basically the internal working mechanisms either broke or were worn out to the point that it did not function in a semi-automatic mode. It just kept firing on its own.
Okay.
And apparently, if I recall the story correctly, there was a state trooper or some member of law enforcement was at the range at the same time and observed this. And the ATF charged the guy, and there was a trial in the whole nine yards. And what came out in the trial was that the firearm in question had been under a recall notice from the manufacturer for abnormal wear in the firing mechanism that would lead to exactly what that man experienced. And the ATF and the U.S. prosecutor said they didn't care. You're still going to jail for illegal possession of a machine gun that wasn't really a machine gun.
Yeah, yeah. And so he got like 10 years or something, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's still in jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Despite overwhelming evidence that he had no knowledge of it, he wasn't aware of the recall, he did not set out to violate the law, he didn't modify the firearm in any way. It was a recall matter. That would be like, let's say if you went to hit your brakes at a stoplight and your brakes failed and you wiped out a family crossing the intersection, that would be like the government putting you in jail for Ford not recalling their product.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, see, and so people, when you hear that stuff, if you don't realize that this government and these rules and laws that they've set forth are not out to penalize you, I don't know. These are such clear examples of a government that is out of control, in my opinion, anyway, Dan, that the American...
There's even a scarier story out of the ATF. About, and I confess I don't recall the details, it's a fairly old story, probably about 10 or 15 years by now, but there was a gentleman that was charged with possession of machine gun parts, believe it or not, because he had a shoelace.
A shoelace?
He had developed in his home workshop, he had rigged up a way to, I forget all the details, but he basically had used a shoelace to make a semi-automatic firearm fire as rapidly as possible by manipulating the shoelace that was attached or wrapped around the trigger in some fashion.
Okay.
It still did not mean that the firearm fired automatically by holding the trigger down, which is the definition of a machine gun.
Right.
It meant that he was able to manipulate the trigger so fast that it replicated the rate of fire of an actual machine gun. And the ATF charged him with possessing machine gun parts illegally based on the shoelace.
Incredible, isn't it? It really is. These things are so...
It's terrifying is what it is.
Yeah.
The ATF has a long and well-documented history of being what I would rightly describe as a rogue agency.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of agencies in our government that need to be eliminated because they're rogue and out of control, and they are tyrannical in what they're doing. And that's why, you know what, Dan, I want more people like you to join me on the show and speak out about these different things, because the American people need to understand what is happening. It's swirling around them. We're like in the middle of a tornado, and the tornado is swirling around us with all of this crap. We're in a danger zone. We really are in a danger zone here in this country.
Absolutely. 100% certain. There's no question about it. The most recent thing that's come out of the ATF, and I'm sure some of your listeners have heard about it in the regular media, but CBS is really the only station that's really started to do anything about it, is a thing called Project Gunwalker or Operation Fast and Furious, basically...
Dan, we're going to be going to break in a few seconds, hopefully.
Okay.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. International Criminal Court prosecutors say they are completing the final detail of their case against three Libyan leaders. They plan to charge them with murder and persecution in the crackdown on anti-government rebels. The prosecutors are not revealing who will be charged, but Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is widely expected to be among them. A Hamas leader has made a hardline speech commemorating the uprooting of Palestinians during Israel's creation. In the speech, Ismail Haniyeh spoke of ending the Zionist project in Palestine. It could prove embarrassing to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who recently reconciled with Hamas and is trying to market the Islamic militants as an acceptable political partner. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee announced yesterday that he will not run for the Republican presidential nomination. Huckabee said his heart simply isn't into a race that would be both costly and caustic. This is IRN USA Radio News.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3-Step USA or call 800-480-2102. We will teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. You will need internet access, a telephone, and good people skills. Families from all over the nation are using the 3-Step Plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. Check out the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3-Step USA or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Your host, Jimmy X.
Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you'll check out my website and you see how great it looks, I had a friend recently rebuild it for me. Her website for any kind of computer work, actually, she's a little computer guru, not just websites, but anything else you may need, is globaledge.net. globaledge.net. She does great work, so please check it out. And I am talking today with Dan Roberts. And Dan, what's your website again?
ThatEveryManBeArmed.blogspot.com.
Did you put that article you had handed me when we were at that gun store a few weeks ago? Did you put that up on your blogspot yet?
I have to confess I haven't done it yet. I'm still in the middle of going through physical therapy for my broken leg, so it's a little hectic right now.
Yeah. Because I know people would like to read that because you really did a good job with that article. But when we went to break, which I'm not hearing the music cue that we're going into break, so... But when we went to break anyway, you started to talk about Project Gunrunner, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF's, what's called Project Gunrunner. So let's start talking about that, Dan.
Yes. The story broke a few months ago, although the program has been in operation for at least 18 months, if not longer, that I'm aware of. And before I really get too much into it, I want to give credit where it's due and the vast majority of the credit for uncovering this scandal, which is, by all appearances, every bit as big as the Iran-Contra scandal from the 80s, is a guy by the name of Mike Vanderbeau at SipsyStreetIrregulars.blogspot.com, and a guy by the name of David Kudrea, C-O-D-R-E-A, and he writes for National Gun Rights Examiner. And those two guys really were the ones that really blew the doors wide open on what is going on with the ATF. And basically what it boils down to is, if you recall back in 2009, I believe it was April, when President Obama was in Mexico, and at that time there was a lot of talk about 90% of the firearms recovered from the drug cartels in Mexico and crime scenes in Mexico were coming from U.S. gun stores.
Yeah, I remember that. And I thought at that time, honestly, Dan, I thought that was a lot of crap because, listen, drug cartels aren't going up to Arizona and buying a gun or two from a drug or a gun store legally, please, okay? They're getting arms shipped into them from all over the world. So let's stop with that lie right from the get-go. You know what I mean?
And that was definitely one of the arguments I was making at that time. But to touch on where the fallacy of the 90% meme came from, it was 90% of the firearms that were successfully traced back to their origin.
Okay.
What they didn't tell you was that they were only successfully traced 16% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously that's a huge discrepancy in the actual number of firearms that are coming from legitimate sources inside the United States. And
oh, yeah.
for anyone to believe that a Mexican mule or straw buyer or anything like that is walking into a gun shop on the border and walking out with images that we've seen published of rocket launchers and grenades and belt-fed machine guns. That's Alice in Wonderland fantasy. It doesn't happen. Those types of firearms and those types of munitions are coming from two primary sources. Either direct government sales from our own U.S. government to the Mexican army, which then when those guys defect to go work for the cartels, they open up the armory and take the weapons with them. Or recently it was also proven that a lot of the firearms that the cartels are using are actually coming across the southern border of Mexico with Central America.
Yeah.
So what happened was once it got out that the administration's claim of 90% of the firearms were coming from U.S. gun shops, and it was very quickly proven to be a flat-out lie, they had to come up with a way to still try to justify their anti-Second Amendment agenda. So what they did, and I have a copy. I'm looking at a copy right now of an internal ATF document that was leaked. They developed this idea of this project Gunwalker / Operation Fast and Furious, and what it was supposed to be was they were going to allow straw buyers, people that didn't have a record that could legally get around the background checks. They were going to allow them to make purchases and then try to follow them to see where they then sold the weapon to illegally. In other words, trying to follow the breadcrumbs back in hopes that they would be able to break open a huge cartel ring.
Okay.
And unfortunately, not only was it a terribly flawed strategy, it actually resulted in the deaths of at least two federal agents that we know of at this point.
Yeah, I remember that. That was about 2 months ago. Weren't they gunned down in their car in Mexico?
There was those two, and then there were two others in December in a foot pursuit on the border in the desert. And one of the firearms that the illegals had that was recovered at the scene was successfully traced back to a sale that the ATF authorized the dealer to make, even against that dealer's objections that he didn't feel comfortable proceeding with this sale.
Yeah.
And now, just a few weeks ago, Eric Holder testified before two different oversight committees, one with Senator Chuck Grassley and the other with Congressman Dallarosa, and basically played dumb about the whole thing. He didn't know anything about it. It wasn't approved at any level of the ATF or the Department of Justice. They would never engage in such a strategy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this ATF document that was just leaked a few days ago proves that he flat out was lying under oath.
This
whole thing goes to the top levels of the Department of Justice.
Yeah, exactly. You really think that the ATF is just going to operate without the DOJ knowing what it is they're doing?
There's not only that, but there have also been whistleblower agents that have spoken out publicly about how they told their superiors it was a horribly flawed idea that was going to put people's lives in jeopardy. And basically, the supervisors told them, you don't like this? Yeah, go find somewhere else to work, is basically what it boils down to.
Go ahead, Dan.
No, go ahead. By all means, finish your thought.
No, this just points to how out of control departments in our government are. This is not a government of the people, by the people, for the people. This is a government against the people. These are people operating out of control, outside the bounds of our laws. It's just insane.
Absolutely. It couldn't be more clear that that's what's happening. The question becomes, what is going to be done about it? And as I said, unfortunately, and again, let me stress to the listeners, I am not anti-law enforcement or anti-government. I'm anti-corrupt government and anti-corrupt law enforcement. And
I agree. I don't think any Americans are anti-government. We're anti-corruption. like you said.
Well, I would argue someone on the socialist left are certainly what I would call anti-government.
Well, yeah, they want to change our form of government from a representative republic to a communist state. That's certainly true.
Exactly.
But, you know, for the patriotic Americans out there, such as you and I and so many millions of other patriotic Americans, we're not against our government. We're against corruption.
Yes. And it really is. This scandal is huge. And at the very least, it should. If Eric Holder had any sense of honor or integrity, he would already have tendered his resignation.
Yeah, well, I think those two words, honor and integrity, don't apply to Eric Holder, quite frankly, Dan.
I would also stipulate that they don't apply to a vast majority of people in the current administration.
Yeah.
They
well,
are so focused on their anti-gun agenda that they just don't care. They just figure that we can do what we want because we're in power and we're going to run roughshod over everything and hopefully we'll get away with it.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
As I said on last week's show, it's not that I have a problem with a difference of opinion. What I will not tolerate, though, is people lying about the facts to further their agenda. And right now, that's exactly what's happening.
Well, you know, you mentioned those Sipsy Street Irregulars website, and I've actually been on that before and looked at some stuff on there, and then you mentioned somebody else who writes for the Gun Rights Examiner, National Gun Rights Examiner. But who in the media has been talking about this? Anybody?
The only major media source that I'm aware of is CBS News did a few stories on it probably about a month and a half ago.
What on the
Fox? Fox has had a former agent by the name of Jay Dobbins on about a week or two ago. He's a great guy. I read his book. He was undercover with the Hell's Angels in California for a very long time and actually basically got left hung out to dry by the agency when the operation was over and the Hell's Angels found out he was really an undercover cop. They targeted him for elimination. And in fact, his house was firebombed with his wife and child inside. Now, thank God they got out okay. But the ATF hierarchy basically left him out there on his own.
Yeah.
And he spoke out a few weeks ago saying that the same people that made the decision to leave him hanging out to dry with no protection after he risked his life to put a case together for them are the same people that are in charge and have been in charge of the Gunwalker scandal.
Hold on, Dan, because I'm hearing the music,
yes.
So we're going to go to break.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to go to my website, it is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, a lot of great information on the website. Contact button is there if you want to get in contact with me and shoot me an email. If you want to call into this show today, 716-213-6816 is the number. 716-213-6816 is the number. I'm talking with Dan Roberts. He's got a blog he just put together called ThatEveryManBeArmed.com. Is it blogspot.com, Dan? I apologize. I didn't hit
it. Yep, you got it right.
Okay. And so go there. He's going to be putting a lot of good information on there. He actually broke his leg and he's having little problems with that, but once he's all back together and 100%, you should see a lot more great information and articles from Dan on his blog. We were talking about Operation Project Gunrunner that the ATF had engaged in when we went to break, Dan. So is there more you'd like to add about that?
Just that people really need to start asking serious questions, regardless of whether it's somebody that doesn't necessarily support the Second Amendment or doesn't support hunting or whatever it is. They still need to be asking questions, because if the government's doing this with one right, then they certainly are capable of doing it with any of the other rights as well. And I'm reminded of basically a short poem from a guy by the name of Martin Niemöller, who was a German priest back during World War II. And if you have, give me a second, it goes, "First they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me."
Yeah, yeah.
As citizens, we all have an obligation to defend each other's rights and liberties against an overreaching government, regardless of whether we personally agree with and believe that other person is right or wrong. We still have an obligation to each other to safeguard each other against government activity that is on the order of this scandal that we're talking about.
Well, you know, the problem in society, and it existed then, and it still exists today, is that a lot of people, not all of them, fortunately, but a lot of people have the "I got's mine, you better get's yours" mentality, and if it doesn't affect me, I don't care, I don't want to know nothing.
And it's very sad. It really is.
And the problem with that is that, like in that poem you read from that Pastor Niemöller, is that eventually it's going to come down to you.
Yeah. And then time and again, you know, you see examples like that, and people always say, I had no idea. I had no idea. Well, yes, you did have an idea. You just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the problem. And that's why I go back when I was going on in the beginning about our educational system in this country. These people are deliberately dumbing down our children.
Yes.
And they are teaching a curriculum. For any teacher to stand there and tell a little kid that his drawing of the American flag might offend someone is absolutely outrageous, if that doesn't make the American people stand up and start screaming and rebelling. I don't know what will, honestly, because they just don't get it. If they don't, and this teacher is pushing this agenda. This teacher is pushing this anti-American agenda. The teacher needs to be fired.
It's a very curious dichotomy of the left, that they are the most vociferous about tolerance and yet are equally vociferously against and intolerant of anything that they don't agree with.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a very interesting dual state of mind in a way. And in going back to firearms ownership, they exhibit the same behavior. You will, in my experience, and I've been a shooter for going on 30 years, I've been an activist for over 10 now, I have never heard a pro-Second Amendment or a pro-firearms ownership person ever insist that someone that was either ambivalent or didn't want to own a firearm insist that they must. But hey, always you hear the banners want to disarm everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, we got a call, so hang on, let me answer this call. Sure. Hey, caller.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I got one question for your guest. What is his number one argument when people tell you how guns kill, you got to save your children by banning guns and stuff like that?
Well, I'm not sure I follow your question. Could you elaborate just a little bit more? You're saying that the question...
Yeah. When people are arguing, the people who are standing on the corner saying ban guns, that gets guns off the street because the guns are killing the children and stuff
okay.
like that. What's your best way to argue with people like that?
Well, I mean, number one, you're trying to basically, you know, you're demonizing or blaming an inanimate object instead of the person. That's number one. I mean, I would equate it to maybe put a different spin on the analogy I used earlier with Maggie. It would be the same as if you had a guy that went to a bar, got plastered on Budweiser, and then ran over somebody and killed them. Nobody talks about banning Budweiser. They blame the person for the irresponsible act. Firearms are the only inanimate object that are blamed for any type of bad behavior in our society. Everything else that goes on, the person responsible is rightly blamed. And it's just a tactic of the banners to blame the object and try to demonize the object. And there really is a lot of bigotry involved on that side of things. Additionally, as far as children go, I would argue personally that my children are much safer because I have a firearm to defend myself, to defend them. My daughter is 6 and got her first rifle when she was 5 years old. Now, and you do hear on occasion, 3 or 4 or 5 times a year maybe, it's not reported in the major media, but the stories are out there if you look, that children successfully defend their homes and their loved ones from criminal predators because they know how to use a firearm and can get to it.
Yeah.
Those cases do happen.
The biggest problem is that, you know, you're never going to hear that through the regular media.
Well, I'll give the listeners another website that I plan on linking to on my blog. It's called, let me see if I can remember the name real quick. I believe it's armedcitizen.com. And what that guy has done is I wish I had the resources and the sources that he has. But he managed to come up with a way to collect and collate local media stories from all around the country of armed citizens lawfully defending themselves or another party from a criminal with a firearm.
Oh, well, that's good
and
to know. You know,
an order of magnitude higher than what you ever hear in the local media when such a story happens.
Well, I'm going to put a link on mine to that. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I just want to say, thank you for fighting the fight and keep the good work up.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, caller. Can you hear me, Dan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good, you know, I've always wondered about that, Dan, so I'm glad you brought up that website, armedcitizen.com, because I've never come across a website that actually documents, other than I belong to the NRA, so I get their magazine, I don't know how often, what do they send that, once a month or once every 3 months or something like that, and they'll give examples of citizens who were able to defend themselves because they had a weapon when they were being, burglarized or whatever the situation may have been. And so I was always always interested in hearing more stories about that, because that's what people need to hear, is how often people are able to protect their lives because they are armed.
Right, exactly. And that's what it boils down to, is people have got to, again, regardless of how they personally feel, they have to at least be willing to educate themselves on what is true and what is a flat-out lie.
Yeah,
and when it comes to firearms, the general population has been lied to for years.
No, I know it. I know it. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left, Dan. When are you going to start? Listen, I'm demanding that you start adding stuff on your blog, because when you're not in physical therapy and that stuff, and when you have some time, really put your ideas on there, Dan, because you're a really good writer, and I think it's important that people hear what it is you have to say, because you really are able to argue your points very effectively, and that's not something a lot of people are good at. So we need your voice out there, Dan.
I appreciate it, Maggie, and I promise I will be working on getting some more stuff up there this week.
Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on with me again, Dan. I really appreciate it, and we'll do this again soon, okay?
My pleasure, Maggie. You have a good day.
You too. That everymanbearmed.blogspot.com. I'll have a link to his website on mine, which is theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And listen, go to my website. This podcast will be up later in the day, and as well as links to Dan Roberts' blog that he's just getting together. But listen, everybody, you gotta get in the know. You really have to start paying attention, and you have to become proactive, because time is going to be a wasting. Hey, listen, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Take care, everybody. I'll see you next time, Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can hear me on KHNC 1360. Keep your chin up, people. Better days are coming.
Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship.